Hey, buddy, how's it?
Shit.
Are you okay? Have you been crying?
Let me guess. You just got off the phone with your girlfriend. Come on. Come on, it's okay. You can talk to me. No, I'm not gonna judge you, so don't try and act like you're all macho and you never cry. I know you better than that. I'm going to make a bet that you told her you couldn't go home to see her this weekend. She got pissed at you and started lashing out again, right? Yeah, you two are all fine and dandy until she doesn't get her way and then she goes into cunt mode and she starts kicking below the belt. Gas is fucking expensive. It's a 4-hour drive from campus for you to see her. She just can't expect you to be home every weekend. Besides, part of college is living it up and having fun, right? What? No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to lift your spirits and cheer you up. You didn't do anything wrong, and you have to live your life too. Our relationship should be give and take, not just you give and she takes. You've been bending over backwards to see her like twice a month, all semester, and has she ever come to visit you? Why not? Oh, you don't want her seeing all these hot pieces of college ass walking around? Because it might make her jealous and she'd try hard to keep you her man? Yeah, or she'd just get hyper jealous and accuse you of cheating every time you don't answer her texts in less than a minute. What? She really thinks you're cheating? I've hung out with you since move-in day, and you haven't had as much of an extended gaze towards another girl. She's probably projecting, you know? Well, whenever someone throws out random accusations of cheating, they're generally the unfaithful ones themselves. She's a senior in high school, right? She's probably got the pick of the litter down there. Probably lays spread eagle on the bench in the locker room while the football team runs train on her. Okay. I'll be nice. I'll be nice. Even though she's not nice to me. Well, every time. Every time I tag you in a picture on Facebook, she gets all possessive and bitchy. Like I'm fucking you. No, don't even tell me that's not the case. I walk in on you crying from her from being a bitch and hear you defending her. Like, she has the nerve to think you're unfaithful. It just pisses me off. Because you're a great guy, putting so much time and emotion into something that's just not gonna work. Besides, if I was trying to steal you, I could make you forget her goddamn name in 5 minutes. Flirting? No. I'm not flirting. I'm just telling you a straight-up fact. The second my lips wrap around your cock would be the second you get over that jealous little bitch. And the moment you slide into my pussy would be the moment you see the opportunities in front of you instead of all the drama behind you. And by the time your ball sees up and empty all over me, you'll forget you ever had a girlfriend. No, I'm not fucking around. If she's gonna convict you of fucking other girls and punish you for it, you should at least have the fun of enjoying the crime you're accused of, right? Come on. I can see the look on your face, and quite frankly, I can see something stirring in your pants. Let me do the math for you. I want you to fuck me. And
you want you to fuck me. This guy in your pants wants you to fuck me. And the only thing that's even making you hesitate is a sinking relationship with a jealous and appreciative high school cunt who's probably cheating on you. Now, what's gonna happen is you're going to sit back, relax, and allow yourself to remember what it feels like to be appreciated. You won't be needing these, will you? There you go. You're pretty fucking hard already. Yeah. You have a very delicious looking cock. To think you've been wasting it on her? No more. This is yours. And not hers. And you do with it as you please, not as she pleases. No shit, I'm better than her. I better fucking be. You know what? Fuck this. I need you inside of me. No. Why are you getting up? That's cute. But you're not a servant anymore. And you don't have to do all the work in the bedroom. Sit down. Good. Let me just sit back here and oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God damn it. You have a very nice dick. And it deserves to have someone riding it like this. She probably didn't even know what to do with all this. Yeah. You're funny. And you're sweet. Cute. Packing the kind of heat 9 out of 10 girls on this campus would jump on in a second. Fuck. Yeah. What's your fucking name? You don't know, do you? When's your anniversary? Fuck. That's what I fucking thought. What'd she get you for your birthday? You don't remember. I'll tell you the answer. It doesn't fucking matter. She's the past. Yes, she is in the future. The future is right fucking on top of you. Yeah. Play with my tits. Come on. Play with my tits. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Oh. I'm gonna drain every ounce of give a fuck you had with a little gun. Come on. Yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yes. 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 Oh. That's it. Fuck. You're gonna text her it's over and delete her number. Yeah, that is a good answer. But the correct one is you're gonna follow me to your shower. And we're gonna start round number two.